listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
There's something so optimistic about watching kites on a beach, isn't there, Ben? Just seeing them climb and dance in the wind, it's pure freedom. But it's hard to watch something soaring so high without thinking of the original story about the dangers of flight.
The myth of Icarus. It's one of the first stories many of us ever learn. A simple, powerful, cautionary tale. It's become the ultimate metaphor for overambition, for the fatal flaw of hubris. We all know the lesson. Don't fly too close to the sun.
Exactly. For anyone who needs a quick refresher, Daedalus was a master inventor trapped on the island of Crete by King Minos. To escape, he builds two pairs of wings from feathers and wax, one for himself and one for his young son, Icarus. Before they take flight, Daedalus gives his son a warning. But Icarus, ecstatic with the thrill of flying, forgets his father's words, soars too high, and the sun melts the wax on his wings. He plummets into the sea and drowns.
A tragic story that's been told for thousands of years. But the way we remember it is a vastly oversimplified version, which brings us to our central question. Is "don't fly too close to the sun" the real lesson of Icarus?
I'm guessing there's more to it than just a warning against ambition.
There's a crucial, forgotten half to the story, and that's the first key point. We all remember Daedalus' warning not to fly too high, or the sun's heat will melt the wax. But in the original myth, he gives Icarus two warnings. The first is, yes, don't fly too high, or the sun's heat will melt the wax. But the second is just as important. Don't fly too low, because the sea spray will soak the feathers, making the wings too heavy to fly.
I honestly don't think I've ever heard that second part. That changes everything.
It really does, and it leads to the second point. The real lesson of the myth isn't about avoiding ambition. It's about finding the middle path. It's a lesson in moderation. The danger isn't just in reckless arrogance, flying too high, but also in timidness, complacency, and a lack of confidence, flying too low. Either extreme leads to disaster.
So it's less a story about a specific failure and more a guide to a balanced life. Like in a career, for example, you can crash and burn by taking a reckless, arrogant risk. But you can also fail by playing it so safe that your career stagnates and you never achieve anything at all.
That's a perfect modern analogy. The myth is a map of life's journey showing two different ways to fail. The only path to success, to freedom, is the one in the middle, between the sun and the sea. Icarus' tragedy wasn't just ambition, it was his failure to find that balance.
That's a much more profound lesson, but the myth is always framed as Icarus' tragedy. Is there another way to look at it?
I think so, and this is the final point, the one that makes the story so heartbreaking. We focus on Icarus, the foolish boy, but the real tragic figure in the myth might actually be his father, Daedalus. Think about it. He is a genius, the greatest inventor of his age. He creates the very tool of liberation, the wings that can carry them to freedom. And that same invention, his greatest gift, becomes the instrument of his greatest sorrow, the death of his own son.
He has to watch it happen completely helpless. And then he has to fly on alone.
Exactly. The story isn't just about the recklessness of youth. It's about the grief of a parent, the limits of control, and the terrible, unintended consequences that can come from our own brilliance. It's a story about the terrible price of genius. Daedalus escapes the island, but he never escapes his grief. He wins his freedom, but loses the very person he was trying to save.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.